We're waiting for things, and waiting can be hard. I know we had a couple of kids in our house that were saying, I just want it to be Christmas already. And you see, in the part of the Bible that Julie just read for us, Joseph was waiting too. You might not have noticed it at first, but this story is all about the things that Joseph was waiting for. You see, for one thing, Joseph was waiting to start a new family with Mary. They'd promised to each other that they were going to get married, and they would wait for each other to start a family together. But then Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant to someone else. He thought that she'd broken her promise to him and she'd rushed off and started with a family with someone else instead. What a terrible mess. Can you imagine how Joseph must have felt? I think he would have been really sad and probably pretty angry and even a little bit worried. But perhaps most of all, he felt like the thing that he'd been waiting for had been taken away from him. You see, Joseph loved God and he wanted to please God by living God's way, and he was looking forward to starting a family with Mary, but now it seemed that that dream would never become a reality. But then he had another dream, and this time an angel of God came to him with a very important message. The angel said that things that he was waiting for were still coming. The angel said that Mary hadn't rushed off to start a family with someone else. Instead, God had chosen Mary to give birth to his son. And this would be the new family that Joseph would have with Mary. Joseph should still take Mary as his wife, and so her son would become his son. You see, Joseph had been waiting. He'd been waiting to start a new family with Mary, and even though it seemed like that was all lost, in fact, it was happening in an even more amazing and wonderful way. But that's not all. In that little reading that we had, we actually saw that there were even bigger things that Joseph had been waiting for that were coming through this little baby. Because the angel said that Joseph should name this little boy Jesus, which means God saves. The angel told Joseph to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And that was something that Joseph and everyone else who loved God had been waiting for a very long time. They'd been waiting for a very long time because hundreds of years before Joseph and Mary in the Bible, God taught his people that he would send someone to save them from their sins. And God's people had been waiting and waiting and waiting. In fact, God had said in the Bible that he would come himself to save his people from their sins. And God's people had been waiting and waiting and waiting. And Joseph knew that we needed God to send us a savior. He knew that we needed God to come and to fix things, because Joseph knew from reading the Bible that this world was in a mess because we had chosen to ignore God and live as if he wasn't with us. Joseph knew that we'd all sinned. Joseph knew that he couldn't fix his own sin, and no one can. We need God to keep his promise to save us from our sin. And Joseph knew that life was all about waiting. Waiting for God to keep his promises to make things right. So that even when things seemed really tough, like a desert in the drought, Joseph knew that he needed to trust that God would keep his promises. So for sure, Joseph was waiting. He was waiting to start a new family with Mary. But even more than that, Joseph was waiting for God to come and deal with his sin. And now the angel was telling Joseph that the waiting was nearly over. This little baby growing in Mary's tummy was the answer to God's promises. And now there were only a few more months to wait. This baby was to be called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And people would also call him Emmanuel because he is God with us. And so over the last few weeks, we've been waiting, haven't we? Maybe you've had an Advent calendar a little bit like this one in your home. Maybe you've been waiting for food, for the fun, for the presents. Well, waiting for Christmas reminds us that we are all waiting for God to keep his promises, to make all things new, to save us from our sins, to come and be with us. Because just like Joseph, we live in a pretty messy world where people hurt each other and life can be very difficult, where God can feel a long way away. And so in the excitement of Christmas Day, let's remember that Christmas is all about waiting. Waiting for God to come to us, to live with us, to make things right with us. And so we've got a really wonderful Christmas carol that helps us to sing about that. It's a prayer that we're praying to God, asking Him to make things right. And we're also encouraging each other that it's this little baby Jesus who's the one to come to do it. So let's stand and sing.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we know that in our world there are so many people suffering from war and fighting. We thank you for sending us Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Please give world leaders wisdom to pursue peace. Please, please help your people in places of fighting, to be peacemakers, to love their enemies, and to help people hear about Jesus, who is the one who brings true peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God of all comfort, we pray for people who are sick or injured. Thank you for those people who are working even today to help those in need, like doctors, nurses, and ambulance officers. Thank you that Jesus knows what it is like to live in this world of weakness and suffering. Please help your people, encourage those around them to trust in Jesus, even when they are suffering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear God, on this wonderful Christmas Day, we pray that people that do not have the basic needs, such as food and shelter, can have a roof over their heads, food to eat, clothes to wear, and water to drink. Please say that you will provide to them. We pray that you can encourage us all to be generous and kind to meet people's needs, as it says in 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. Thank you, because of that love, we can share it with others, and please say that people in need can come and to believe in you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we lift up in prayers all those who are refugees and dispossessed, suffering in the midst of war and internal conflict, especially in places like Syria, Ukraine, Afghanistan, Venezuela, South Sudan, and beyond. Lord, hear their cry and have mercy on these precious lives. Provide for them in their time of need, protect them from harm, and lead them to find their true and eternal home in Jesus Christ. We acknowledge your sovereignty, Lord, even as we see the deep pain and turmoil in the world. We trust that you are in control, and we pray that your will be done in all things. On this special day, as we rejoice and celebrate the birth of our Savior, may our humble prayers be heard. Use us, Lord, to spread the good news of your love and salvation, so that many more may come to know you and receive the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ and the hope of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please take a seat.
Our second reading comes from chapter 2 of Matthew's Gospel. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw his star and when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard the news, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the Lord, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judah," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means at least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." The Herod called the Magi secretly and found out the exact time their star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go search for them. Go search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose was ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed him and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thanks, Julian. Well, friends, I wonder if you can imagine what it was like for these wise men. If you want to talk about waiting patiently, in their culture, they believed that stars could tell you important things about the future. So they were people who patiently watched the stars to see if there are any important messages for them. Now, God has told us that there are many other more reliable ways to learn things about the future than trying to read the stars, like reading the Bible, for example. But God still chose, and I think this is wonderful, God still chose to send a message to these wise men in a way that they would understand. So they'd been patiently waiting and watching the stars, and they'd seen a special star that somehow they knew meant that a new king had been born for the Jewish people. And for some reason, they figured this was really important. It was important enough to get them traveling from a long way away to come and visit him. It was important enough that they bothered to get some very special gifts to bring to the baby. And it was important enough that they didn't just want to visit him and give him a present. They wanted to worship him. And if we read on in the chapter that follows, we would learn that it could have been up to 2 years from when they'd seen the star to when they finally got to see Jesus. These wise men had been waiting for a long time. They'd been waiting and watching for the star. They'd been waiting and traveling to meet Jesus. They'd been waiting and preparing to worship Jesus. It was a whole lot of waiting. But it makes perfect sense because Jesus was no ordinary baby. Just like the angel told Joseph, he is the one who saves us from our sins. He is God himself come to be with us. He's God's great king. And that's the most wonderful news ever. So at this point, I've got a question that I want you to chat with the person next to you about. Not terribly threatening, not overly personal, but on this Christmas morning, a question for you. What is one thing that you've had to wait for and then you've been able to share it with people? I don't know what it might have been for you. It might have been a special birthday party that you wanted your friends to come to. Maybe it was a really special present that you were hanging out for this morning and now you get to tell someone about it. I got it. Or maybe for you, it was just that longing for your footy team to win the grand final. And finally, they did. Chat to the person next to you. Let's give it just 30 seconds. What's one thing that you've had to wait for and then you got to share it with other people? Well, friends, the reason that I've got us chatting about that is because we think that the news that God's great King has come is the best news ever, and it is definitely worth sharing with other people. So that's why I've asked Heidi to help us out on the piano. Because did you know that with just 8 notes on the piano, we can share the best news ever? So kids, in particular, I'm wondering if you can help us make sense of what is the best news that Heidi is about to share with us on the piano. Now, I don't know a whole lot about music, but clearly Heidi does. So Heidi, can you play for us the 8 notes of the C major scale? Let's listen up, guys. Now that reminds me vaguely of piano practice when I was about 10. But I'm not sure about you, but it's not sort of sounding like great news to me just yet. Let me check my notes here. Yes, there are a couple of changes. Heidi, I forgot to say, can you just play it like from the top to the bottom? You know, from the top note down. Just try that again for us. Is that sounding like great news to anyone yet? Not so much. Let me look. Oh, of course, yes, this is where it gets complex, isn't it? I know I couldn't do this, but Heidi, I've got written down here, we need you to do the same, just like you did from the top to the bottom, but this time you need to pause on the, goodness me, the first and the second, and then the fourth, and then six, seven, and eight. Try and keep that in your head. Number two, four, number one, two, four, six, seven, and eight. Can you do that? Just pause on those ones as we go. Let's listen up. Hey, that's starting to sound like some good news. Did anyone work out? What's the good news? What's Heidi telling us? Joy to the world, the Lord is come. That's right. Jesus was born as just a little baby, just like every other little baby. He cried. He drank milk. He slept. He pooed. He cried some more. When Jesus was born, he was just an ordinary little baby, except when Jesus was born, this was so much more than just another little baby being born. This is God's great King come to us. This is joy for the whole world because the Lord God himself has come to us. And that's why the wise men came, because they knew that he was the promised King of the Jews. They'd waited and now they were overjoyed when they saw him. Yes, Christmas is about waiting, but it is also about celebrating. Because this really is the best news ever. So let's get on our feet and let's sing about it because we've heard the opening line, joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Please take a seat.
Right, morning all. This reading that we're having now comes from John's Gospel, and it's about 30 years after Jesus' birth, when Jesus was helping his followers to get ready for his death on the cross. So these are the words. They're from Jesus to his disciples and us. This is John 15, six verses, 9 to 15. As the Father has loved me, well, so I've loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. Well, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And my command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
Well, so far we've remembered that Christmas is about waiting. Waiting for God to make things right by sending Jesus. And we've remembered that Christmas is about celebrating. Celebrating the best news ever, that God sent his great King Jesus who makes things right. But I wonder if you have ever stopped to think about Christmas as God sending his great King Jesus, who makes things right, by making us his friends. Have you ever thought about that at Christmas time? That with all our presents and our special food, we are celebrating that Jesus came to call us friends. Jesus came so that he could call you friend. Now, kings don't normally call us friends, do they? Everything about them says that they're different from us. They're not our friends, they're our king. They live in fancy palaces with fences all around them. They wear fancy clothes, they go to fancy schools, they have loads of fancy servants. They're kings, not our friends. But not with Jesus. I mean, he is the king, but he's not a king who came down to look at us from his big castle or to stare at us through his big tall fence. He is the king who came to be with us. He was born in a humble way amongst ordinary people, right in the messy reality of the world, because he came to call us friends. Now, I mean, we deserved for him to come and look down on us. After all, like the angel said to Joseph, we need to be saved from our sins. Our sins are like we are saying to God that we think he's our enemy. But Jesus came to call us friends. And we've just read that when he had grown up and he was getting ready to die, he told his disciples that he would show them his great love for them. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends. And that is what he would do. The very next day, after what Val has just read, he would die on the cross so that we could be forgiven for treating God as our enemy. Jesus died so that we could be his friends. And Jesus said to those who trust him, I no longer call you as servants. Instead, I call you friends. Wow. Jesus is the mighty king, and he wants to call us his friends. He was born so that he could die, so that we could be his friends. Jesus came to call you friend. So we need to work out what we're going to call him, right? There are some things that we might call him. We might be inclined to call him an interesting guy or a great teacher. There are clearly some things we should call him. As we're about to sing, we should call him true king, Lord of creation, ruler of without end. But the choice that we all need to think through, and Christmas time is a wonderful time to reflect on, is whether we're going to call him something even more wonderful. Friend. Will you accept that Jesus came to save you from your sins, that he was born so that he could die, so that he could call you friend? I wonder if you've ever thought about Christmas in this way. That in the midst of all our Christmas celebrations, with the little nativity there on the mantelpiece or the coffee table, we are celebrating the birthday of the one who is king over the whole universe and who invites us to his party as his friends. So we've got one final song to sing, but it's not a Christmas carol, but it is exactly what Christmas is all about. We are going to celebrate who Jesus is, the true king, the Lord of creation, the ruler without end. And we're going to celebrate who Jesus calls those who trust in him. He calls me friend. That is the wonderful truth that Christmas puts on a card, sets in a nativity, and brings home for us. Jesus came to call us friend. Let's stand and sing this together. Friends, while you remain standing, we are so glad that you've joined us to celebrate Jesus' birthday today. And as we go from here, we hope that you will remember that Christmas is all about celebrating the best news ever. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. And it really is joyful news because Jesus is the King who came to call us friend. So kids, that party bag that you've got there is to help you remember that Christmas is the birthday party for your best friend, if that is what you will call him, Jesus. And if you've got time to stick around and chat and celebrate over a little bit of morning tea and a coffee, you're very welcome to do so. But we would love you to be able to feel really welcome to join with us any Sunday as we gather to keep learning more about Jesus. We do so at 10 a.m. If you come at 9 o'clock, you'll be welcome. There'll be coffee. You will be a little bit early. 10 o'clock Sundays here. If you would like to continue reading the story from Matthew's Gospel that we picked up on, we're going to be doing that over the coming months all the way through to Easter. And if you've never read it, feel free to grab a copy of it at the welcome table, where you'll also find a really neat little book that just helps you explore the significance of Christmas further if you'd like to. There's also the chance, if you've got questions or would love to be able to meet with someone to pray or just to give us some feedback, these little cards you can fill out and put in the box, or there's a QR code that'll take us to our website if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about us as a church. But as we stand, allow me to finish our time in prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, this Christmas day, we thank you for keeping your promise to send Jesus to save us from our sins. As we celebrate his birth, please help us to remember that he is your mighty King, the Lord of creation, the ruler without end, who in love and kindness came to make us his friends. May this be the source of our great joy this Christmas. And so we ask this in his mighty name. Amen. Well, happy Christmas, everyone.